Good morning. Welcome to our Grace Baptist Church live stream. We're going to do something a little bit different today because we're not able to meet together in person. Instead of a full service, we're simply going to take some time and read some scripture and to make some brief observations and then move on with our day. But we are glad that you're with us. And so as we begin, we're going to start our time in God's Word by looking at Psalm 24. So if you want to grab your Bibles and join me in Psalm 24, we're going to begin reading there. Psalm 24. The earth and everything in it, the world and its inhabitants, belong to the Lord, for he laid its foundation on the seas and established it on the rivers. Who may ascend the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not appealed to what is false, and who has not sworn deceitfully. He will receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from God, from the God of his salvation. Such is the generation of those who inquire of him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, you gates. Rise up, ancient doors. Then the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, you gates. Rise up, ancient doors. Then the King of glory will come in. Who is he? The King of glory? The Lord of armies. He is the King of glory. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for your greatness and your majesty. Father, thank you that you are the King of glory, that you are this majestic King of glory, the Lord of armies. This is who you are. Help us, even when we're not able to be together in person, help us to rejoice in you, our King, our Sovereign Lord. Father, I pray that we would be in awe of who you are today, that you are the God who controls the weather. You are the God who is sovereign over all of life. Help us to rejoice in you. Help us to trust in you. Help us to rest in you, the King of glory, the Sovereign One of all. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us. I do want to start off with an apology. Excuse me. We do apologize for not canceling church a little earlier. Looked out the window early this morning, and yeah, it was snowing, but checked the weather report, and didn't look like it was going to be all that bad, just light snow through noon, but winter weather advisory. I checked the 511 website, and the roads were covered, but they didn't have any tow bans in place. And then I talked to Jeff, our snowman, and he goes, yeah, it's kind of heavy, it's kind of slick, it's thick. So I just asked him point blank, do you think we should cancel? And he goes, yeah, that might be a good idea. So we did, and I know a couple of you actually drove in. I apologize for that. And of course, about a half hour after we canceled, then we get the National Weather Service alert. It is what it is. So I wanted to start off with an apology. I also want to explain why we're not going to just preach. Why am I not going to just stand here and preach my sermon to you? It's ready, and when it's ready, it ought to be served. But the reality is we have to gather. We talked about this when I preached through Hebrews chapter 10, that it is vitally important that we as the people of God gather to worship. And, you know, when the pandemic hit and we didn't have an end date, we didn't know how long we wouldn't be meeting, and we didn't know how to live stream or anything like that, that was a huge learning curve. And to try to learn all of the video work and also come up with a new format, come up with different content than what we normally do for a church service just wasn't realistic. So that's what we did. We preached, we had some music, but the reality is when we can't meet together, we can't meet together, and we shouldn't pretend that we are. So what we're going to do today is just read some scripture and spend some time in prayer, and we'll we'll do that. Join me in your Bibles if you'd like to try to follow along. I say try because I'm going to read from a different translation than I normally preach from. I'm going to read Hebrews chapter 11. To be honest, Hebrews chapter 11 is one of my absolute favorite chapters. And as we take it bit by bit, we dig deeper, we get extra understanding of what the writer is trying to say. We spent an entire sermon on Abel and Enoch when there's only just a handful of verses about them in the Old Testament. We're able to do that because we preach through the chapter slowly. But there's also something about seeing the whole chapter at once, reading it all together. I actually talked to Pastor Dan. He's over there running our stuff, in case you wonder why I'm looking over there. I talked to Pastor Dan. Maybe we should read the whole book of Hebrews, but then I remember professionals who have recited the book of Hebrews. It takes them over an hour, and I am not going to be nearly as efficient as that, and I didn't think maybe we should do that. Maybe some other time. Join me, if you would, in Hebrews chapter 11. Now, faith is the reality of what is hoped for, the proof of what is not seen. For by this our ancestors were approved. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. By faith Abel offered to God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith he was approved as a righteous man because God approved his gifts, and even though he is dead, he still speaks through his faith. By faith Enoch was taken away, and so he did not experience death. He was not to be found because God took him away. For before he was taken away, he was approved as one who pleased God. Now without faith, it is impossible to please God, since the one who draws near to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith, Noah, after he was warned about what was not yet seen, and motivated by godly fear, built an ark to deliver his family. By faith, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called, obeyed and set out for a place that he was going to receive as an inheritance. He went out even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he stayed as a foreigner in the land of promise, living in tents as did Isaac and Jacob, co-heirs of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself, when she was unable to have children, received power to conceive offspring, even though she was past the age, since she considered that the one who had promised was faithful. Therefore, from one man, in fact, from one as good as dead, came offspring as numerous as the stars of the sky and as innumerable as the grains of sand along the seashore. These all died in faith, although they had not received the things that were promised. But they saw them from a distance, greeted them, and confessed that they were foreigners and temporary residents on the earth. Now those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they were thinking about where they came from, they would have had an opportunity to return, but they now desire a better place, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac. He received the promises, and yet he was offering his one and only son, the one to whom it had been said, "Your offspring will be traced through Isaac." He considered God to be able even to raise someone from the dead. Therefore, he received him back, figuratively speaking. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau concerning things to come. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph, and he worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, as he was nearing the end of his life, mentioned the exodus of the Israelites and gave instructions concerning his bones. By faith, Moses, after he was born, was hidden by his parents for 3 months because they saw that the child was beautiful and they didn't fear the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter and chose to suffer with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin. For he considered reproach for the sake of Christ to be greater wealth than the treasures of Egypt, since he was looking ahead to the reward. By faith he left Egypt behind, not being afraid of the king's anger, for Moses persevered as one who sees him who is invisible. By faith he instituted the Passover and sprinkling of blood, so that the destroyer of the firstborn might not touch the Israelites. By faith they crossed the Red Sea as though they were on dry land. When the Egyptians attempted to do this, they were drowned. By faith the walls of Jericho fell down after being marched around by the Israelites for 7 days. By faith, Rahab the prostitute welcomed the spies in peace and did not perish with those who disobeyed. And what more can I say? Time is too short for me to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, gained strength in weakness, became mighty in battle, and put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead raised to life again. Other people were tortured, not accepting release so that they might gain a better resurrection. Others experienced mockings and scourgings, as well as bonds and imprisonment. They were stoned. They were sawn in two. They died by the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins, in goatskins, destitute, afflicted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and on mountains, hiding in caves and holes in the ground. All these were approved through their faith, but they did not receive what was promised, since God had provided something better for us so that they would not be made perfect without us. I'm excited to actually finish out that chapter here in the next few Sundays. I trust you'll be able to join us for that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that in it we have these incredible examples of faith, people who were ordinary people in so many ways, yet were called upon in some cases to do extraordinary things, and by faith they did exactly that. We see many people who by faith received wonderful outcomes of their faith on this earth, but we also see those who suffered greatly for their faith. Lord, help us to count the joy of serving you greater than the loss we might incur in this world. Help us to love you more than we love the comforts and conveniences of this world. Help us to love you more than we love the reputation that we might have among a lost and dying world. Help us to live by faith. Father, we thank you that you hear us when we pray, that you answer us, that the prayer of faith is powerful as you work in it. And so, Father, we ask that you would work in us today. Even as we've spent just a few moments in the scripture, Lord, I pray that those truths would permeate our minds and that you would encourage us through your word. We ask, Father, that you would give us health and safety. We ask that you would help us to have a good testimony in our community, one of consistent faith, one of purity, where we might stand in contrast in many ways to the people around us and yet be loving and kind at the same time. Lord, help us to act like your son Jesus, who forsook everything in order to do what was needed for us. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that he died to take our sins away so that we can be pure. So we ask, Father, that you would shower your blessings upon us, that you would give us opportunity to gather together next week, and we'll rejoice in it. Thank you for all that you do in and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you for watching. I trust that you will take some time today to spend some time in the Word, to pray, and even pick up the phone and encourage other members of the church, other members of the body of Christ, as you feel led, as you have the opportunity today. Thanks for joining us. See you next week.